Case 64, page 409. Case Nam Chuan recited the preceding story to question Chow Cho. Cho immediately took off his straw sandals, placed them on his head, and left. Nam Chuan said, "If you had been here, you could have saved the cat." Nam Chuan recited the preceding story to question Chow Cho. Preceding story is in number 63. Case says Nam Chuan placed at Nam Chuan's place one day the monks of the Eastern and Western courts were arguing about the cat. Nam Chuan saw this. He then held up the cat and said, "If you can speak, then I will not kill it." No one in the community replied. Nam Chuan cut the cat into two pieces. This is a preceding story. So this poem usually is handed as a one poem, one story, which has been giving a lot of questions to us from century after century. Anyway, this poem has stirred up human mind so much and bringing up a lot of questions. Meaning of the Buddha nature, meaning of discrimination, meaning of the human world, meaning of the peace, meaning of the harmony. What do you mean? All things. And then this one koan is divided in this book into two. So the 63 and 64. Why it is not important why this book divided into two. Well, maybe there is some meaning, but I don't want to discuss about this. I want to discuss this coin anyway. Other one. So, I would like to read the verse of this book. The verse composed by Sekyo Sudo says, "The public case completed. He questions Chow Cho. Public case completed means the previous case. Nam Chuan cut the cat in two pieces. This is already complete. It is already completed. No discussion about it by human speculation. Anyway, so that's why it is this, that public case already starts in the case number 63. The story is completed already. No argument about this. If you argue about this, lots of questions comes up and no conclusions, no conclusions. So, you cannot see this core story in terms of human speculation. On the other hand, you cannot leave it alone. Because it's already Nam Chuan already cut the cat in two pieces. He is not a usual person. He is, anyways, a teacher who seeks for the peace, harmony of Buddha nature, Buddha's world, perfect peace, paradise. Why he has killed. So you can ignore it. But on the other end, if you research, if you argue about this one, with your consciousness, it's really complicated. You are confused. So that's why from generation to generation, this koan, this story is bring up constantly. But lots of suggestions, instructions, this is very profound, instructive. It is so instructive, that you can't stop thinking of it. So anyway, the public case completed. He questions Chao Chou once more again. Anyway, in the city of Chang'an, he is free to wander at leisure. His straw sandals he wears on his head, no one understands. Returning to his native village, then he rests. So anyway, the public case completed. Anyway, but he questions Chao Chou once more again. And in the city of Chang'an, is originally name of a city, big city in China, called Chang'an. But in this story, Chang'an is a big city in China. That means inner state of Nanchang, which is perfectly peace and harmony. So, in the city of Chang'an, means in the city of Nanchang's inner state of the mind, he's free to wander at leisure. Means this sutta, this verse, let him do something as he likes, because no space to argue about this. His straw sandal. Okay, so anyway, this verse, let the Nanchang do as he likes, means this verse, the poet really admires Nanchang's way of teaching. And then his straw sandals he wears on his head, no one understands. This one means, this is talking about Chao Chou, who was asked by Nanchang about the story. So Nanchang puts the sandal on his head and left. This is also his understanding the stories, understanding the Nanchang's inner state of mind and Buddha natures, and immediately complete beyond human speculations, because we don't understand why not the Chao Chou put the sandal on his head. It doesn't make sense for us. So everyone, if there are 10 people who thinks about this, everyone understands in a different way. So nothing hits the bullseye. So finally, what does it mean? Only the question is left. What does it mean? Why Chao Chou put the sandal on his head? But anyway,
the his way is exactly equal to Nanchang's behavior, Nanchang's way of teaching. So complete beyond human speculation, complete beyond argument, human speculative argument. That means here. Okay. Then returning to his native village, then he rest. Means anyway, his basic he stands constantly on the basic essence of existence. But Nanchuan and also the Chao Chua, which is called perfect peace. In this book, we understand Nanchang's way of life, Nanchang's way of teaching, and Chao Chua's way of teaching are really admired. Because completely beyond human speculation, he killed the cat in two pieces, and also he and the Chao Chua answered to this story, putting the sandal on his head and left. So both are completely doing something beyond human speculation. But if you poke your head into it, lots of questions come up. So we studied this book the 20 sessions, and the title is Dialogue on the Contemplation Extinguished, which means Dialogue on Emptiness. In this book, very interesting question and answer. Okay. Chapter 10, number 9, they asked, can there be any condition under which killing is made possible? This is a question. Can there be any condition under which killing is made possible without argument? In other words, perfect killing. Is there any condition? So answered, field fire burns hills, fierce winds break trees, an avalanche buries beasts, and flooding water drifts warm, W-O-R-M-S, to the mind that works. Likewise, killing a man will also be possible and possible. If the mind has any hesitation, if it sees life, and if it sees killing, so long as the mind therein doesn't exhaust itself, even an ant would keep your life in bondage. In other words, the storm comes, avalanche comes. The event, which is called avalanche, is no argument. What is that event? Is it somebody who made this event with consciousness? Maybe you can say somebody, something. There is some person who control human world, human nature, itself. Maybe so. Maybe not. But if you think so, there is somebody, why don't you think about it? We don't know who he is. So finally we say God, but who is God? We don't know who is God. But we believe God. But what do you mean? What do you believe in God? What is a God? Creator, maybe. So who knows? So avalanches, the event and avalanche or storms kill the human beings, kill the trees, kill the bird. But to kill is already human speculation, something created by human speculation. But storm comes, trees are broken. It's just storm happens and blows trees, and trees is broken. That's it. But the moment when human being watch, look at this, and then immediately human speculation comes up and criticize, or it's awful. But before your feeling, your consciousness, what happens? What is event? So-called storms, which so-called trees are broken. There is some particular object or subject. But subject or object are created by human speculation. Before your human speculation, subject and object are one, anyway. But when you separate it, immediate storms and trees, and then storm does something over upon anyway upon the trees, and the storm breaks the trees, and then you say storm is bad, trees is poor guys. So this is human speculation. Before human speculations, no subject, no object. Exactly, event happens, it goes, and then trees broken. That's it. So no speculation. So that is a possibility, possible conditions which the killing is. So it's possible we can do it. Okay? The second nonsense, it's a good example. Nonsense and chao cho and mantra. They did. That's it. So that's why when you start to think of it, you don't understand it. But the same thing happens in the human world always. Storms, avalanches, always happen. But whatever you think, though the events always happen in the human world, completely beyond human speculation, from day to day, from year after year, where are you? What are you doing? What can you do for this? Nothing. When you die, what is the death? Is there something created by somebody else, which is called death? What is the event, which is called death? No argument. No argument, but you cannot argue about this, but you cannot ignore that death, so-called event, because you are there. Storms come as an event, no argument, with no argument, and breaks trees, with no argument. Nothing to say about this, nothing to pin down what it is, why, how. But we can ignore it because we live there. So that's where lots of questions come up. That's why we want to know what the death is. We want to know the world after death. So, anyway, in the Blue Creek Record, anyway, they really admire Nanchen's way of teaching and Chao Cho's way of teaching, because they did something just like trees and stones, just death. It's exactly, which is called emptiness. But in another book, I want to tell you another book, okay? The Book of Equanimity. It is the same course, but a little bit of different taste there. I want to read this verse. Very interesting. Quite different from Blue Cliff Record. In the Book of Equanimity, this koan is dealt as one. Okay. One story. But verse composed by one Shizen master. Okay. Let me read one first. The monks of both halls were all arguing. Old teacher Nanchuan was able to show up true and false, cutting through with a sharp knife, all oblivious of formalities. For a thousand ages, he makes people admire and adapt. This path has not perished. A connoisseur is to be lauded. So, until this, well, the Wanxi Zen master really admired the Nanchuan's way of teaching, okay? So let's imagine the monks of both halls, you know, the two halls, the monks come from two halls. Okay. We're all arguing about cat. I don't know about what. Buddha nature or what, I don't know what issue is. And then all the teacher Nanchuan was able to show up true and false. Means good about right wrong. He pick up and cat and show it. Means already he showed up. Anyway, good about right wrong. They are arguing about by picking up a cat. Means you are exactly they hit your forehead against the big pole. So called good about right wrong. We are always arguing. And then no answers, no questions, no solutions, but finally all you have to do is to hit your forehead against the big pole. What is that? Anyway, Nanchuan showed this the end of the rope. You are right in. By showing the cat. And then next moment, still human consciousness is still going here and there. Okay? Even though they count speeches, they count speech at all. Because they are very surprised, immediately short. And he says, if you say something, I can't kill this cat, but if you don't say, I will kill the cat. That was really amazed. Immediately, you come to the dead end. You don't know what to do. You don't know what you have been talking about. Good or bad, about good or bad, right or wrong. Immediately. And then, next, anyway, Nanchuan immediately kills a cat. This is also surprise, not surprise, astonished. Complete speechless, complete beyond your speculation. In other words, Nanchuan, throw yourself over the ship to the big oceans without saying anything. Just push you and over the ship, whether you can swim or not. Anyway, he did it like this. Just like a storm comes and trees are broken, that's it. Just pass by. Avalanches occurs and deer, birds, trees are killed immediately. For a human being, it's very difficult to have this condition in under which you, the kidney is possible like this. It's very difficult because we have consciousness. But anyway, he did it, just like avalanches, just like storms. That's why he is great. But he is not outrageous, so-called senseless. He has a warm mind, Buddha natures, human warmness. But anyway, complete, he goes beyond this one, and he did it just like outrageous. It's very difficult to do like this, wherever you are. Even though you do it like this, that is really big question. So that's why for a thousand ages, he makes people admire and adapt. This path has not perished. Constantly we have to bring up, we have to bring up these stories. So a connoisseur is to be lauded. He is really great connoisseur. How can you know what is immediate, what is event? What is the event which happens right now? What is a good? What is a bad? What is a human world? Immediately he becomes great connoisseur. But next, in tunneling through mountains to let the sea pass through, only great you is honored. In smelting rock and mending the sky, only Guanyu is considered best. These are two stories from Chinese old story. Okay. One is, in tunneling through the mountains to let the sea pass through on the great you is honored. A great you, anyway, dug the mountain through when flood occurred. I don't know how long it took him to go through mountains, make hole. But anyway, he did it in order to save all sentient beings anyway. So that is a story in Chinese history. And the method for making illustrative Polyphemus names, it says that the flowing through of the fountain head of the spring is called Yu. Also, being the beneficiary of abdication and accomplishing good work is called Wu. In the classic geography, the contribution of King Yu, it says he led the river from rock, Mars Mountain to Dragon Gate Gorge. Anyway, the meaning of that story is one person, anyway, had very strong aspiration for saving all sentient beings when a flood occurred. Before he or she thought whether he would do it or not. Anyway, he or she did it. This person did it in order to take away a pint of water, much water, in order to take away a flood. Anyway, so this is not only story. In the human world, we do. We can see this kind of example. Okay? For instance, healing. Human beings, anyway, constant suffering, and then somebody, anyway, trying to want to help human beings who suffer. So by what? Healing. Okay? I'm not criticizing healing. Okay? Spiritual healing. It's great. But if you think, if it is great, what do you think about another person who always trying to help human beings who suffer, even though he or she can't see the any result, any good reward, like a Mother Teresa? What do you think about her? She is a stupid. She cannot find the conclusion how much her helps has been successful in helping all sentient beings who suffer. No human beings who suffer by his help, by her help. Still constantly, human beings exist, and constantly she uses her life to help every day, regardless of whether she can have a great help or not. Every day she just do it. But on the other hand, there are persons who save the world sentient being by spiritual healing immediately, which is good. But most people, in common sense, most people are interested in this spiritual healing. Don't you think so? Because it's great. Because no one can imitate. It is something more than usual person, usual human behavior. And also we don't know what's going on there in that situation. That's why we don't know. That's why we are really curious of it. But whatever people criticize about this, actually people are saved from suffering. Even though it is fake or not, anyway, it's saved. It's happened. Just like this person. Making a hole, saved the world sentient being from flood. Danger of the flood. Just like Nansen. Killing the cat is a big event. It's a really big event. Okay? You can do it. If you practice, and especially if you have a great talent, anyway, you can do it. But next, another story here, okay? According to the book of Finan, means here's the in smelting rock and mending the sky only, Guonu is considered best. Okay? That story. The army of the Gong, a clan, was strong and violent, and they contended with King Yao. When their strength was exhausted, they ran up against the Buzhou Mountains and died. Means army of Gong clan, anyway, fought with another clan with the believing their own strength. Okay. But exactly what would be reversed? They lost. They were lost. Okay. And then they were very regretful about this. And then the story says they hit their head against the mountain's rock and died. At that time, the center pole of the universe, okay, are broken by hitting of their forehead against mountain's rock. Okay? That's the story. And then another person, so-called because of this pillar of heaven broken, broke the goddess Guanu. Okay, goddess Guanu smelt five kind of stones to repair the sky. Anyway, to repair the sky means she, collect essence of the five colors of the treasury stones, okay, and repair that pole of the universe. And then this is a history of China, book of history, Chinese history, called Li Zi, okay, says, when the positive and negative principles lose balance, that is called luck. Smelting the essence of the five constants is called repairing. This is an interesting passage. When the positive and negative principles lose balance, that is called luck. Smelting the essence of the five constants is called repairing. Okay? First of all, let's come back to that story. We believe our strength. We believe that we can do anything. So we try to challenge. Okay? Just like this person. We try. And then we lost. Can always. Sometimes you can win. But there is no guarantee. Because not always. We cannot always win. No matter how long you believe your own strength. Okay? So anyway, when you lose, then you are really disappointed. And then you want to die. You scream and you hit your forehead against the big rock of the mountains and shake the whole universe, such as breaking the St. Paul pillars of the universe. Okay? That is your turmoil. It's really big turmoil. Everyone has. That is called suicide. Even though you don't commit suicide, internally, you want to commit suicide. So constantly in your inner world is really big turmoil come up. Okay? And then how can you do it? How can you live? And then this the woman, anyway, after breaking, after somebody broke the thin pillar of the universe, this woman just appeared. With not usual common sense, but with essence of jewel, treasury and jewels. Five cards of treasury jewels means, but you have to think about all sentient beings who has same experience, gain and loss, plus and cons, success and failure. Anyway, you have to think about it. You have to collect all traumas, the lots of traumas of all sentient beings. Collect all this one and fix your trauma. How can you repair this? Your trauma, you need the big compassion. And also you need the big eyes, which with what you can see very deeply, profoundly, the center of the all sentient being, existence. What is the existence? What is the depth of existence? You have to see it. How, what is the structure of the human existence is? How human beings exist? Trauma is just yours because you are confronted with it. Now, it is up onto you. So all you have to do is, anyway, crack essence of the six or five colors of the treasure and jewels, that means all sentient beings, with compassion and wisdom, anyway, crack. We have to repair. What is this? This is nothing but traceless activities. Every day. No work. Fortunately, he got, she got, anyway, Nobel Prize. But not only her. How many human beings, so who does in the same things, like Mother Teresa, but no one gets Nobel Prize. She is a lucky human being. I don't know, lucky or not. The other day, I read the articles about the people who got the Nobel Prize and destroyed their own personal life by Nobel Prize. I read the articles this week. Almost, not everyone. So I don't know whether it is lucky, she is lucky or not. Anyway, in common sense, anyway, she is lucky being. But how many beings exist in this world without getting Nobel Prize? But they do same things. Helping the people, but people criticize them, criticize you. People scream at you. The more you try to help, the more people don't accept you. But all you want to do is just help. Mending your trauma. Repairing your trauma. And next, you try to help again. And then you stumble over again, and then get the trauma, and then you have to fix it. And then stand up, spring back again, and help again. This is very natural. Very natural. Human being. Of course, there are some people, I told you, there are some people who got the Nobel Prize because she is far, anyway, far, by far best beings. Okay. Fortunately, she was recognized by others, just like a spiritual healing. Okay. But you cannot say that is a spiritual goal, that is a particular human happiness. you can get the human happiness by only this. No, you cannot do it. Or you can believe that that is religious spiritual life. No. Or you believe that is a spiritual peace. No. Because where you are, whoever you are, whatever you can do, whatever you believe, you have to stand up on the earth with your own feet. And that, what are you doing? You have to take care of human life. Exactly. You have to come back this human world and take care of your life, others' life. And then continually you see the turmoil, suffering, and repair your suffering, and you're stopping up the holes through which the water leaking. And the constantly you do, it's ridiculous. But even though you think, it is ridiculous, can't you escape from this? No way. So the important point is, don't struggle there. Don't scream. All you have to do is stand up there and then just fix it. And continue help. And this verse says, in smelting rock and the mending the sky, only Guanu is considered the best. This woman, okay? It's great. It's pretty good. Old Chao Chou had the life. Chao Chou anyway put the sandal and left. Means he showed Chao Chou anyway put the sandal immediately, put the sandal on his head, means almost the same activity as Nanchuan. But immediately he grasped the sandal, just like picking up a grasses from the yard. Before you think it, just to pick up and put a sandal on his head. That means grasp situation event and think it before your consciousness start to wobble. Anyway, he pick up and hold. That means hold. But immediately he left. But Nanfen, Nanchuan left, let it go, means he cut the cat. By cutting the cat in two pieces, that means his way of letting go. But Chao Chou just let it go with nothing. That's why he says Chao Chou had the life. He didn't kill anything. He grabbed anyway situation event properly and immediately he left because he couldn't stay with it. Even though it is right, you cannot stay with it. For instance, if you see the storm breaking, okay? Breaking the trees. Can't you stay with it without thinking? Even though it is a beautiful scenery, creating the nature's activity functions, motions, energies, commitment, but you cannot stay with it because next moment our consciousness starts work. So next moment, we have to leave there. When you leave, what do we have to do? We have to fix it. A couple of years ago, anyway, a tornado came and attacked Minneapolis and destroyed the trees and the houses. And then, what we can do it? Can't you stay with admiration of the tornado? Creating the energy of nature itself. No, you can't stay. Next moment, you have to live it. Let it go means you have to fix it. So people tried to put the anyway under the tree, on the street. And we did out. But the next moment, we don't know what's going to happen. Yet and year, maybe 20 who can come.
So what next verse says, wearing a sandal on his head, he attains a bit. Coming in differences, still clearly mirroring, only this real gold is not mixed with sandal, not sand.
Well, coming in difference, still clearly mirroring. In Buddhism, we can see the human world in four different ways. One is sameness in sameness. Okay. Second is the difference in sameness. Third, sameness in the difference. Fourth, difference in difference. So sameness in sameness means all are human beings. All human beings, all beings, okay, same, exactly same. The second difference in sameness means even though the man and woman in one form of human or being, still there is a difference. Okay. Difference in sameness. Sameness and difference, one form of American and the different form of man and woman. We are different, man and woman, but all of you are American. So one form, the same. The difference in difference means complete discriminations, complete difference, all are difference. The monk asked Sōdan Zenmatsu, snow that covers all mountains, why is only one peak not white? The monk saw one peak, only one peak is left without covered, without being covered with snow. But other mountains are completely covered with snow. So monk asked, why is only one peak not white? And then the teacher said, you should know difference in difference. The monk said, what is the difference in difference? The teacher said, it is not defiled by the color of other mountains. This is very profound meaning. Each of us, anyway, has a different personality. In other words, you are, anyway, except, complete beyond human speculation, human judgment. Everyone is except. If everyone is except, everyone is same. Same thing. Do you understand? You are except, I am except, everyone is same. Okay? Finally, everyone is same. If everyone is same, there is no difference. It's exactly different. For instance, you are human beings. Every day you do the same things. Get up in the morning and have a breakfast and go to work and coming back and go to sleep. Next day you get up and have a breakfast, go to work, come back, same things. It's not your job. Everyone does same things. If so, you believe everyone is same? No, it's a complete difference. Everyone does same things, but a complete difference. What makes it possible for you to differ? That is not fancy stuff. Because everyone does same things. Get up in the morning. But there's a different way of dealing with every day, getting up in the morning. That makes you different. For instance, you pick up a cup and drink a cup of tea. Everyone does say in the same way. But when you drink a cup of tea, there is a difference. If you pick up a cup with mindfulness, or in other words, with mindfulness and with strength, with wholeheartedness, with a true heart, with a full commitment, which is called to pick up a cup and drink a cup of tea. But that the other person just to pick up and drink a cup of tea and throw it away. Throw the cup away. Or put the cup recklessly. Without human warmth, without appreciation, whatever it is, without commitment, without any energy. What's the difference? Quality of your life getting different. You make quality of your life different. Exactly. It's not surely practice. It's not the spiritual healing. No. What you have to do is, anyway, stand up. And if you see the main pillars broken by anywhere great by people, anywhere you repair. If you see turmoil, repair it, stand up and help again, even though there is no reward. And then when you repair, don't repair with a common sense. Please repair that broken pillar with compassion and wisdom. Thinking with compassion and wisdom covered, watch it over all sentient beings, and then you should prepare. At that time, that practice makes the quality of your life different, complete. That is called difference in difference. So Joshu, Chao Chao, exactly doing. Chao Chao has the life. Means Chao Chao is human beings, exactly. Same, practicing the same thing, following the same Buddha's teaching, but different from Nanchuan. What's the difference? It's not fancy stuff. That's why this poem brings up two examples. But we, in common sense, we are really interested in that fancy, extraordinary event. By what you can help all sentient beings right now. We don't want to practice patience. We want to rush into a certain destination or happenings and fascinations.
It's different in sameness.
Sameness what?
There's difference in sameness.
Difference in sameness. We are all human beings, okay? We are all human beings, but we are men and women, okay? That's the sameness and the difference in sameness.
Is that the same as sameness and difference?
Yep.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Same thing, different. We are looking at the difference from a different angle. But this is also one of the, it is very clear that that is one of the understanding, seeing the human world. Sameness in difference, difference in sameness. We always see. We always argue about, argue with one issue. Picking up one among four different views. Okay. So called difference and sameness, and then we argue with it. We concentrate and then forget other views. That is always we do. But we cannot separate anyway. We have to see human world, human beings as a whole, including all four different views you have.